in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You and I remind you again, everything in your life happens in a moment, within the twinkling of an eye. I didn't anticipate that happening, but it did. I didn't think that that would ever happen to me, but it did. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, God says to you and me, I want you to be ready. Now, the only way that you and I or any of the human race is ever going to be ready within a moment, within the twinkling of an eye, is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You can't keep up with time. We know that. You can't second guess any situation in your life. You don't know when. But I want you to know something. I know the one who knows. I know the one who knows you better than anyone could ever know you. You think you know one another, but you don't. For down deep in the heart of every human being, there is a real spirit of you living there. And that real spirit of you is known by God. And God sees the real you in there. And he said, my son has come so that the real you will live forever. Larry, you don't have to worry about death. Your body's going to die, but you're not. You're going to be with me forever. I promise you this. I created you out of love. I saved you out of love. I will receive you to me in my Father's house out of love. When you know Jesus, there will never be a time in your life that you won't experience His love for you. This is interesting. When it finally dawned on me, God loves me just the way I am. God just loves me. And He sees all my faults. He sees all my mistakes. He knows the dumb things I'm going to do before I do them. And He loves me anyway. Amen. Now only God can do that. After all, I remember over the years I've been told many times, only God could love you. You know, as a prison chaplain, we had a lot of education from people expressing to us. I cannot tell you the number of times I've been condemned to hell by inmates pointing their finger at me that you're going to hell, chaplain. You're going to hell, chaplain, because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. Well, folks, let me tell you something. Jesus did everything His Father ever wanted Him to do. Do you know that there's not one word in this holy word of God that Jesus spoke, that He spoke outside of God telling Him to speak it? Jesus said that. Said, I've said nothing unless my Father's told me to say it. So you can't go wrong in that one. You and I are human. God sees our humanity and He loves us anyway. But He says, okay, here it is. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I want you to live in a moment because of that. And I want you to stand and I want you to deliver. Don't just stand there looking silly. I want you to stand and I want you to deliver. What does He want me to deliver? what he gives you at that time. God says, you stand and deliver my message I will give you at that moment. Don't try to second guess God. Don't try to second guess. How many times you've done this in life? Second guess a situation and you have the answer for it and you get there and you can't even open your mouth, or if you do, the situation is worse than when you spoke a word. That's when you're doing it on your own, within your own mind and your own heart. God says, I want you to know how important you are to me. So listen to Jeremiah 29:11, the weeping prophet. Listen to what he says. God, he's speaking on behalf of God here. For I know the plans I have for you. This is God telling you. Declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Do you realize the majority of suicides that are committed, I don't care what age group it is, it's because that individual sees no hope for the future. They see no hope for the next moment. They see no hope in life itself. But God says, I want you to stand and I want you to be counted and I want you to deliver. Deliver what? Deliver me, says the Lord, and I will give you the words you're going to need to deliver. Stand firm in faith and love. I'm a Christian. I represent the word of Christ. I represent the name of Jesus. Believe it or not, I am not an individual, and I have lived life, folks. I don't hold grudges. I forget about situations that were bad or where people were bad to me or used the ugliness of life against me. But I cannot, to save my life, hold a grudge, and I know what the problem is. I got more love in me than I got hate. And that's not a bad thing, folks. God tells us to always be ready and willing to love. Matter of fact, he tells me, Larry, you're not going to go there unless you express love. Oh, Lord, I'm going to set this out then. Did you ever get in a situation like that? And then you hear the call again from the Lord? No, you're not. It's the expression of who Christ is through you. Might not be just you. You got a reason to be angry. There's a lot of hurt that people can put on you. You have that reason. The problem is, I don't have the right. Because see, Jesus died for me when I was that individual. Before I knew what love was about, Jesus died for me. Before I knew he loved me, he died for me anyway. Therefore, by the grace of God, you and I exist. And he says, now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand and deliver what I have given you. I know you, knew you before time began. I know you, and now deliver what I give you. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the Jesus you believe in. Stand firm in that belief of who he is. not in you one day being the muscle man that you can do it on your own, because you can't. Only through Christ. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Do you know how hard it is to be so terrified, so in fear of life leaving you, that you're shaking and trembling, you can't move, you can't speak? But somehow you look and your legs moving, not very fast, but you see yourself moving forward. It's though you're afraid you go anyway. Though you're trembling because you will, as a human being, you go anyway. Though you stand knowing you're getting ready to be knocked down by life again, you stand anyway. And you get knocked down by life again. But it is Christ who is giving you that hope. Stand firm in the faith and the love of who Christ is in you. You stand firm. He show up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You'll see things change in your life. You'll see life rekindle within you. You'll feel that excitement and the burning of the fiery sensation of the Holy Spirit gripping your life, and you know who's in charge. It's not your enemy. It's not you. You gave your heart to a Savior who loves you. And in that moment, He sealed you in that love. When you stand to deliver, I want you to deliver the good news. Do you know what the world is angry with? Christians delivering the good news. You know, you think about that for a second and you think, what is wrong with this world? If it's good, they hate it. If it's positive, they don't want to talk about it. There's too much good gossip out there to get a deal with something positive. I know that that's a good part of him, but good gracious, look at the other 99% of him. Yep, he's a mess, just like 99% of you is a mess. Pull out that which is good, that which is glorious, that which is going to lift up the heart of someone else. Pull out that good part. Stand and deliver the good news to them. Larry, I know you're ornery. I know that. And then they'll list it all for you. You hand out a piece of paper and there'll be people writing it down. Don't let him know I wrote this, but you know, he's really a jerk. You know, they do this stuff, and the Lord's got a smile on his face. Do you know why? Because he's got you. He's got your spirit right there in his hand. He knows you better than anyone knows you. And he knows you're a jerk, but he saved you anyway. You get it? And that's the Savior we love. Deliver the good news. Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, disciples, that's us, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. I don't care if you go out here and find the first tree and you start preaching. Preach it to all creation. Telling the good news. Because I guarantee you somebody is going to be passing by wanting to know what that idiot's talking about. And you will have shared the good news of Jesus. You weren't just talking to that tree or these cats out here. Somebody heard you. So the Lord said, you go share it. I've threatened, I can't help it, I'm going to chase this rabbit. I threatened Debbie and Jesse that if those cats keep hanging around the church, the pastor's going to baptize both of them. But you know, you'd be surprised how many people hear Jesus through you talking to someone else. Any of you ever talk to yourself? Don't raise your hand. Think of that. You're talking to yourself and you're doing good. I've heard people carry on conversations where they're more laughing and singing. I mean, they're really getting in and they're there by themselves doing it. Uh-oh. And they're not over the hill yet. But you see, that's the joy of salvation, of knowing that Jesus holds me right in his hand. The world has no authority over you. Nobody can take away what Jesus gave you. He gave you life eternal. And he says, now that you know that, I want you to stand and I want you to deliver that message to others. Stand and deliver the good news. And the world gets upset. I was listening this morning to prayer request for the Christians in China, because the Communist Party is really pushing down on the church that is open. Do you know that in China that Christian children cannot be taken to church until after they're 18 or a certain age there? They will not let them be brought up in a church. And we think about that here. But pay attention to what's going on in our own country. Pay attention to how upset people are, because you and I believe in the good news. Salvation. We believe in love. We believe in forgiveness. We believe in caring concern. And they say, what's wrong with you Christians? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with us. We know Jesus, best friend of God. He's a friend that'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he is a friend that's going to stick closer, I guarantee you, than any brother. Next, stand firm in God's condemnation of false teaching. A lot of false teaching going on, folks. Christians need to stand and deliver. The false teachings are of men. They're not of God. They're of rules set forth by men. God has no part in. Mark 7, verses 6 through 8. He replied. That's Jesus replying here. Isaiah was a prophet. Prophet who told everybody Jesus was coming. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. They said, you know, Jesus ain't very Christian-like when he's talking. Think of that one. He just called hypocrites hypocrites when they were. He would call thieves thieves when they were. It's called the truth. And it was Jesus who was standing up and saying to these leaders, he called hypocrites in front of everyone else. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips. These were the Pharisee group of religious leaders. And Jesus is nailing them right here. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Everybody says, Lord, Lord, ain't entering heaven, folks. Jesus said that one too. Not everyone who cries, Lord, Lord, shall enter the gates of heaven. They worship me in vain. Their teachings, or listen to this, are but rules taught by men for control. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. Well, now, Brother Larry, you need to be clean shaven if you're going to preach. Where in the world did I read that in Scripture? Now, Brother Larry, you got to dress this way or dress that. Your pastor dresses every way, whether you noticed or not. It's not in the dress. It's not in whether I have a beard or not, although I wouldn't mind having one. I wouldn't mind having hair either, but think of it this way. God, well, he has us, Brother Randy, is that he loves us. That's what I want you to understand about the gracious love of Christ and what everybody's upset about. They're upset, and people like me standing up and telling everyone, let God change you, not people. Let the Holy Spirit come into your life and you be who God created you to be rather than who I think you ought to be. People don't like that. They want the cookie cutter Christian. We all do this and we all do that. Don't nobody in this church do anything alike. Because we are individuals united together under one name. His name is Jesus. Amen. And we're united by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, who says that I'm in control. I have plans for your life. I don't know the plans God has for your life. I don't even know the plans he has for my life in the next few moments. But I am responsible only to the plans he has for me. I can't tell you what you need to look like, how you need to dress, how you need to act, what you need to do. I can only tell you this. Give your heart to Jesus. Do what he tells you to do. And though the world stone you to death, you stand firmly in what Jesus has called you to do. Deliver God's heads up when I stand. I must do that. Here's the heads up, Christian, that God wants all of us to deliver to the world. James 5, verse 8. James, half-brother to Jesus. Did you know James? I'll teach a little here. Did you know that James wasn't even a believer until after the resurrection in our Lord? You too, James says, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. That's a message. The Lord's coming is near. Closer every moment for the coming of Christ. But you see, he's already coming for me, and he's coming for you. I'm going to be a part of such love from God that when the church is raptured, I get to be a part of it. Going or coming. Going or coming, I get to be a part. You know why? Because of who Jesus is. And he said, Larry, if you confess me before man, believe that I am who I've told you I am, you'll never see death, but I get to see Jesus forever. And I get to see every one of you all forever who believe in the name of Jesus. Now, folks, that's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. For in the Word of God is the hope for today, the promise for tomorrow. You'll do better the next step. Put that in your heart. Allow your spirit from Christ to give you direction instead of you following the spirits of this world. For in you is the hope for your future, for your family, for eternal life. It don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for life, for your love, for your peace. Touch us now, Lord, as we come together glorifying your name, thanking you for loving us just like we are, and praying, dear Heavenly Father, that you touch our life until you call us home to be with you, that we will be the servants you've called us to be, and that we express our heart in love. We ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.